Shalom, good morning.
平安，早上好。
I think it's really cold coming to church today.
我想今天是很冷的一天，来到教会。
So I make sure everything is okay.
所以确定每件事情都是好好的。
The gas in my car is full.
我要确定我的车油是满的。
I have coffee so that I can keep awake when I'm driving.
我确定我有一杯咖啡，我可以让我自己清醒的开车。
And I need to put something underneath my trousers.
我要穿里面还要再穿仓库里面还要再穿一条裤子。
I make sure I have a best jacket outside.
我确定我外面穿的是最好的外套。
Guess what I've forgotten for the first time in my life.
你猜一猜我有什么东西忘记了？是我一生中第一次忘记一件事。
I forgot the middle. I forgot my suit.
我忘记了我的西装了。
But that's always the first time.
但是我们总是有第一次的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear and Father, I pray that you be with us today.
亲爱的天父，我祷告你今天与我们同在。
As we come near to the time of Christmas,
当我们开始接近圣诞节起的时候
，We know that Jesus is the reason for the season.
我们知道耶稣是这个季节诞生的原因。
May you speak through your servant today.
愿你借着你的仆人来说话。
I'm thankful for a nice translator like Sister Fanan.
为今天的讲员芬兰姐妹献上感谢。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
I've been preaching quite a lot on Psalms this year.
我最近一直都在传讲诗篇的信息。
In Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 12.
在生命记。
Chapter 11,
11章12节
Yeah. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
从岁首到年终，耶和华的眼目时常看顾。
So today, I think it's appropriate for us to look at the topic, praise the Lord.
所以我想今天是一个很好的时间，我们应该来谈到称颂神这个主题。
There are two main points in our sermon.
今天我们讲到重点有两个。
We're trying to answer two questions.
我们要来回答两个问题。
How should we praise the Lord?
第一个是我们如何称颂神。
And the second question we want to answer is, why should we praise the Lord?
第二个问题我们要回答是我们为何要称颂神。
I can say for sure that Psalm 103 is one of the believers' favorite psalms.
我可以很确定的说诗篇103篇是信徒喜欢的诗篇之一。
Psalm 103 is King David's Psalm.
诗篇103篇是大卫王的诗。
Those who study the psalm classify it as a psalm of praise or thanksgiving.
这些研究诗篇的人都很确定的说，诗篇103篇是一篇感恩的诗篇。
Even though the psalm, the book of psalms is called the book of prayers.
虽然诗篇常常被称为祷告的诗篇。
But Psalm 103 has no requests.
但是在诗篇103篇里面却没有任何祷告的请求。
It's all about praising the Lord.
它里面都只有是感恩跟称颂。
It has, Psalm 103 has a very clear structure.
103篇它有很清楚的结构。
In verses 1 to 2, it's about how to praise the Lord.
第一节到第二节是讲到称颂神的态度。
And verses 3 to 5 is about personal praise of God's grace.
第三节到第五节是讲到个人称颂神的恩惠。
And then from verses 6 to 15 is corporate praise of God's grace.
而从第六节到十五节是讲到整体的称颂神的恩慈。
And then from verses 15 to 18 is a contrast of destinies of the godly and ungodly.
而从十五节到十八节是讲到世人跟近前人他们的对照。
And verses 19 to 22 is about the angels and all creaturespraise God.
而19节到22节讲到天使和一切被造的称颂神。
Martin Luther called it the David's the Messiah chorus.
马丁路德称这个诗篇103篇是大卫的哈利路亚颂。
So I can say from verses 19 to 22 is a climax of praising the Lord.
所以我可以说从19节到22节是讲到一切称颂的高潮。
Let's go into the content.
让我们来看今天的内容。
We answer the first question.
我们要回答第一个问题。
And how should we praise the Lord?
我们要如何的来称颂神呢?
In verses 1 to 2, it tells us the how of praising God.
在第一节跟第二节谈到称颂神的态度。
It mentioned about do not forget to praise.
这里提到不要忘记，不可忘记称颂。
Verse 2, it says forget not all his benefits.
第二节讲到不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Of course, when you look at forget, it means you cannot remember.
当我们看到忘记的时候，我们就讲到说不记得了。
Sometimes my wife said to me. Sometimes my wife said to me.
有时候我太太跟我说。
I tell you something, you enter from one ear, go out from the other ear.
每次我跟你说话都是从这个耳朵进去，那个耳朵出去的。
And she said one day you forget where you put your head.
有时候我都怀疑你是不是没有把头放在上面。
You will forget where you put your head.
Oh, 你忘记你的头放在哪里了。
You know, when my wife wants me to do something.
你知道当我的太太要我去做一些事的时候。
Even we are in the same house.
即使我们是住在同一个屋子里。
And she makes sure that she tells me.
她要确定说她告诉我。
She texts me.
她就要送我信短讯。
So there's no argument that she didn't tell me.
所以呢，他就可以知道说，我不能跟他争论说他没有告诉我。
Of course, that's the meaning when the psalm talk about forget not. You do not. You have to remember.
所以讲到说不可忘记，就说你一定要记得。
But the use of forget in Old Testament is very unique.
但是在旧约里面用到不可忘记是一个很特别的用法。
It talks about treasuring. Don't look down on it.
他讲到说我们要看重不可轻看这件事情。
When you look at the book of Deuteronomy,
当我们来读生命记的时候，
it always talk about God reminding the people of Israel, remember, remember.
在生命记里面常常讲到神提醒以色列民，你要记得不可忘记。
If you forget,
如果你忘记的话，
it's a sign to make you to turn away from the Lord.
这个就是你想要背逆神的一个记号了。
You don't treasure God.
你没有看重神。
So the meaning of forget is not only about remembering.
所以我们当讲到说忘记的时候，不是讲到说我们要记得而已。
It's also about treasuring. Look upon it as important.
而是讲到说我们要看重，把这个看为宝贵的。
And the scope is not just partial; it's all. Imagine about all His benefits.
当我们讲到不可忘记的时候，它的范围不是一部分而已，而是直到所有一切。
People often partially remember God's grace.
人们常常只记得部分神的恩惠而已。
One thing I learned about being a parent,
我在做父母当中学到一件事情
is try to appreciate my family.
就是试着去欣赏、感谢我的家人。
When the children do something nice,
当孩子们做了一些不错的事情时候
，appreciate them.
我谢谢他们。
Try not to criticize them.
我尝试不要去批评他们。
My daughter do one thing very special this year.
我的女儿今年做了一件很特别的事。
She felt bad last year. She went to California for Thanksgiving.
她去年在感恩节的时候待在加州，她觉得很不好。
She knew that I was very unhappy.
她知道我去年并不是很开心。
So she tried to compensate.
所以她试着要来补偿。
For the first time.
第一次。
She said, "I'm in charge of the Thanksgiving dinner."
第一次他这样说，今年的感恩节我要来负所有的责任。
She had never cooked a turkey.
他从来没有烤过火鸡。
She doesn't know to cook anything besides instant noodle.
他其实不会，根本就不会煮任何东西，除了泡面以外。
So I said, when I eat what I'm going to say, when I eat her dinner, I'm thinking what I'm going to say.
所以我在想，当我吃了他的晚饭之后，我要说些什么话。
I was reminded to say the good things.
我被提醒说我要说好的一些话。
Not just the turkey is nice.
并不是刚才跟他说哦，这个火鸡不错吃。
I tell her, you know, you can cook the turkey better than your dad.
我告诉他说
，True, she cooked it better than your dad.
你的火鸡烤的比你爸爸还好。
When I cook the turkey, the outside is dry, the inside is uncooked.
当我烤火鸡的时候，我的火鸡外面是干的，里面是没有熟的。
So I never cook turkey. I always wait for people to invite me.For Thanksgiving.
所以我自己从来不烤火鸡，我都等着别人邀请我去吃他家的火鸡。
And her turkey, the skin is crispy, and the inside is juicy but cooked.
而我女儿烤的火鸡呢，它的皮呢是脆脆的，里面呢是都是软软，充满汁鸡汁的味道。
The cornbread is better than Costco.
哦，她烤的比那个 Costco 那个商店还好。
Oh, she make the best cranberry sauce.
他自己也调了最好的蓝莓酱。
I make sure I name them one by one how good the meal was.
我要很确定的告诉我女儿说，每一件她做的很好的事情，我一件一件的提。
I also remind myself we should have the same attitude when we look at God's grace to us. The scope is all.
我也常常提醒我自己，当我在思想神的恩惠的时候，我也是要用同样的态度，要去想所有一切神的恩惠。
So how do we praise the Lord?
所以我们要怎么样来称颂神呢
？Do not forget.
不要忘记。
Remember.
要记得。
Treasure.
要宝贵。
But the second attitude should be we praise verbally and wholeheartedly.
而第二个态度是我们要口唱心和的来称颂。
King David was praising God verbally.
大卫王常常用口来称颂耶和华。
As a transparent, often our appreciation of our family is there, but it's not outside, it's in our heart.
我们对我们家人的感谢常常都是藏在心里面都没有表现出来。
My mom taught me, don't praise your children too much.
我的妈妈教我说你不要赞美你的孩子赞美的太多。
Otherwise, they won't be humble, they won't learn. So, when they do something, you keep quiet. But when they do something bad, make sure you let them know.
所以我妈妈告诉我就是说你不要称赞孩子太多这样的话他们就学不会谦卑他们可能会自大。所以呢如果他们做得好了你就放在心里但他们做不好呢一定要让他们知道。
So I learned as a Christian.
所以当我成为基督徒以后我学到了。
When I'm not happy, I try not to criticize.
当我不开心不高兴的时候我试着不要批评。
When I really appreciate God, I have to be verbal and not keep it in my heart.
当我心里对神真是很感恩的时候我是应该是要说出来的不是放在心里的。
But praising is not just about outside, it's also about inside.
但是当我们讲到称颂的时候不是 外表的而已也包括心里面。
We have to praise God wholeheartedly.
我们也是要用全心来赞美神。
When you read verses 1, 2 and 22.
当你读第一节
1, 2 and 22.
第一节第二节还有二十二节。
My soul appears three times.
我的心啊出现了三次。
So it's not about just outside, but it's inside.
所以这里讲到不只是外在的，也讲到内在。
And King David mentioned something very special.
而大卫王在这里提到一件很特别的事。
He said, "All my inmost being."
他提到说，我里面凡我所有的。
So it's about wholeheartedly what is inside.
所以这里讲到说，我们是全心的、全意的。
So we have to be praising the Lord inside as well as expressing it outside.
所以我们对神的称颂应该是口唱心和一致的。
And the third should be praising God continually.
而第三点讲到我们对神的称颂应该是有始有终的。
The psalm started with praise the Lord.
103篇是从称颂耶和华做开始。
And then it ends with praising the Lord in verse 22.
而在第二十二节也以称颂耶和华做结束。
We can call Psalm 103 a bookend psalm.
我们可以称诗篇103篇是一个书夹的诗篇。
The front and the end mention about the theme of the psalm.
至始至终都提到一个称颂的主题。
It's about praising God continually.
那就是有始有终的称颂耶和华。
How do we apply for today?
我们今天的应用应该是什么呢
？We need to have an A to Z list of praising the Lord.
我们应该有一个赞美神的名单，是可以从英文字母的 A 一直到最后一个字母 Z 的。
我们会 A 来we praise God for the A。
我们用 A 来赞美神。
A is about atonement。
A 是讲到救恩。
The foundation, the most precious of God's grace is atonement。
神救恩的基础最宝贵的就是在这个救恩。
We praise the Lord for the Bible。
我们赞美为圣经来感谢神。
In the Christmas season, we praise the Lord for Christ.
在这个圣诞节期，我们也为基督来称颂神。
This year, I'm especially thankful for D.
今年我要特别为 D 来献上感谢。
Because D is for doctor and dentist.
因为 D 是提到医生还有牙医。
If you reach my age, you know, when you see the dentist, you really have to pray very hard.
如果你到了这个年纪呢，你就会知道说你要去看牙医之前，你要好好的祷告。
Last week, my dentist said to me, "There's a 50% chance I can save your tooth."
上个礼拜，我的牙医跟我说，有15%的机会呢，我可以挽救你的牙齿。
You either have a root canal or you have a crown.
你呢要么就是要做抽神经的手术，要么就是要做一个镶牙。
You have to be me to look at how to look at root canal. 都牙根 yeah, 就是要清理的牙根这样 yeah.
就是抽神经。
也是。Just try to do a minor procedure in my tooth. Normally, people only need one needle and anesthesia, only one.
一般人 在做牙齿手术的时候呢，只需要打一针的麻醉剂。
Last Thursday, I fall.
上个礼拜四我去做牙齿治疗的时候呢，我被打了四支麻醉针。
My dentist said to me, "I've never seen something like you before."
在那边帮我打针的人说，我从来没有看过像你这样的人。
So I'm so thankful for dentists.
所以我为牙医很献上感谢。
Thank God, E for enemy.
我们也为我们的敌人来向神感谢。
I can tell you one of the reasons why my Mandarin improved a little bit.
我要告诉你说为什么我的普通话能够这样的进步。
Whenever people try to explain to me why they don't want to invite me to preach in Mandarin.
每一次有人跟我解释说为什么他们不邀请我去用普通话讲道。
There are two churches who said to me, we prefer to preach in English.
有两个教会都跟我说，我们比较喜欢牧师你用英文来讲道。
I'm thankful that four churches would like me to preach in Mandarin.
但是我很感谢神的是，有四个教会他们邀请我去用普通话讲道。
They said you have not improved much.
他们跟我说你的普通话进步的不够。
But we have improved to understand your Mandarin.
但是呢，我们却越来越进步，能够听明白你的普通话。
Sometimes enemy is good.
有时候敌人是好的。
F, we thank God for family and food.
我们也为家庭还有食物来献上感谢。
We thank G is for God.
G 是讲到神。
H, house and health.
H 是讲到房子和健康。
I for income.
I 是讲到收入。
I have to add one thing. I is also for insurance.
我还要再加一个 I 也是讲到保险。
So there's so many things, you know, that we can remind ourselves about praising the Lord.
所以事实上有非常多的事情都可以提醒我们要向神献上感
谢。During the Second World War, there's a person called Corrie Ten Boom.
在第二次世界大战的时候，有一个人叫彭科利。
Because of her beliefs, she was put in a German prison camp.
因着她的信仰，她被关在一个德军的集中营里。
And they were put in a place where there are a lot of fleas.
他们被关的地方呢，充满了跳蚤。
One day when she was praying, God reminded her to praise God for fleas.
有一天她在祷告的时候呢，神就提醒她说要为这些跳蚤来献上感谢。
And she told God, "You're asking me to do the impossible."
然后她就跟神说，你是叫我做这个不可能的事情。
How can we praise God for those blood-sucking fleas?
我怎么可以为这些很恶心的跳蚤来献上感谢呢？
Until one day, when they tried to call the prison guard into the camp, they want to call the prison guard, the German prison guard, to enter the camp.
有一天呢，他们要叫德军那些看管监牢的人进来的时候，
they refuse.
他们不愿意进来。
Because your dormitory have too many fleas.
他说：“因为你们住的这个宿舍的跳蚤太多了。”
Then they realize why they have so much freedom for several years. They can study the Bible.
因此，那个时候他们才明白说，那么多年来，为什么他们有那么多的自由可以研读圣经？
Because the prison guard left them alone because of the fleas.
因为那些看管他们的警官不愿意进来，因为他们那边充满了跳蚤。
So she said to the Lord, "Thank God for the fleas."
因此，他就跟神说：“神，谢谢你，我为这些跳蚤感谢。”
We need to remember.
我们要记得。
We need to be verbal and wholeheartedly.
我们要口唱心和的。
We need to continually praise the Lord.
我们也要有始有终的来称颂神。
Logically, the second question we should answer is, why should we praise the Lord?
接下来我们要来问到的第二个问题就是，我们为何要称颂神？
In verses 3 to 12, we talk about the why of praising God.
在第三节到十二节讲到我们为什么要称颂神。
We can praise God for the because of the personal experience of God's grace.
我们会可以因着我们个人所领受神的恩惠来称颂神。
In verses 3 to 5, you see a lot of pronouns.
从第三节到第五节，你可以看到很多的代名词。
King David used the second personal, singular, to represent himself.
大卫在这里用第二人称来代表他自己，来称呼他自己。
So in verse 3, he said, your.
在第三节讲到你的，你的。
And then verse 4, your, you.
第四节讲到你的，你。
Verse 5, your.
第五节讲到你的，你的。
Your is David's personal address.
你的这里是大卫用来称呼他个人的一个名称。
He described his personal experience of God's grace.
他是描述到个人对神恩惠的经历。
God gives grace to each of us.
神在我们每一个人身上都有恩惠的。
Although we receive different kind of grace,
虽然我们领受的恩惠是不同的。
We experience them firsthand and realistically.
但是我们却都是亲自真实的来经历这一切。
Each grace we receive warranted our praising God.
每一个恩惠都值得我们来称谢神。
King David praised for the grace of forgiven sins.
大卫王他也为赦罪的恩惠来献上感谢。
In verse 3 it says, Who forgives all your sins?
在第三节讲到他赦免你的一切罪孽。
The greatest blessing that God has given to each of us
神给我们每一个人最大的一个恩典
is the forgiveness of sins.
就是罪的赦免。
Why does this lead the list?
为什么这一项放在所有事情这个榜上的第一位呢?
Because it's foundational to all the rest of God's grace.
因为这个是所有其他恩惠来源的一个基础。
And They also experienced, King David also experienced the grace of sickness healed.
大卫王他也经历了医病的恩惠。
Heals all your disease in verse 3.
在第三节讲到医治你的一切疾病。
When you first look at this passage,
当我们第一次读到这一节时,
it's very hard for you to reconcile with the fact that God doesn't heal everyone.
我们可能很难跟一个事实来调和在一起，那就是神并没有医治所有的人。
This verse doesn't say that God will heal all our diseases.
而这一节也没有提到说神会医治我们所有的疾病。
But King David did mention that God healed all his diseases.
但是大卫王这里是提到说神医治了他一切的疾病。
Whether a disease or heal or not,
不管我们的疾病得医治或是没有。
I can say there's no sickness or disease that lies beyond his healing power.
我可以说没有任何的疾病或是病痛是在神大能的医治之外可以做到的。
God is a great physician.
神是一位大医生。
In his eyes, there's no disease that is incurable.
在他那边并没有任何的疾病是无法医治的。
We should believe in divine healing.
我们应该是相信从神那边来的医治的。
He can heal through doctors.
神可以借着医生来医治我们。
He can also heal without doctors.
神也可以不借着医生就直接行医治。
He can heal people with medicine.
神可以用医药来医治人。
He can also heal people without medicine.
神也可以不用医药就直接医治。
Another grace that King David experienced is physical life redeemed.
另外一个大卫王他领受的个人的恩惠是生命得拯救。
Verse 4 it says, Who redeems a life from the pit?
第四节讲到他救赎你的命脱离死亡。
The word pit in Hebrew means destruction or a trap.
这个死亡在希伯来的原文的意思是讲到毁灭或是网罗。
For the past year, the Lord has preserved us from the pit.
在过去的一年，神其实保守了我们脱离了许多的危险。
Destruction or traps.
脱离了一切的毁灭或是网罗。
And King David also mentioned that he experienced the grace of good things.
而大卫王也提到说，他也经历了一些美物的恩惠。
In verse 5, it says, "Who satisfies your desires with good things?"
第五节讲到，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。
The Lord not only solves our problems.
耶和华不是只是一个解决问题的神。
He is also A giver of good things.
他也是赏赐美物的神。
How do we apply for our experience today?
我们今天怎么样来应用这个呢?
I really praise God that for the first time in my life, I was in emergency twice in a month.
我为我在这一辈子里面第一次有两次去急诊室的经验献上感谢。
My vision was really bad.
我的视力在那个时候非常的差。
For 1 month, I have to walk on a cane.
有一个月的时间，我要拿着拐杖走路。
It was very scary.
那是很吓人的。
And I went to see my eye doctor.
我去看我的眼科医生。
And then he said to me,
他跟我说
，Actually, your problem is a very small problem. You're going to get better.
我的医生跟我说，事实上你的问题是一个小问题，你会越来越好的。
You are coming, but you need to come to see me, not because of your eye.
但是你要常常来看我，不是因着你的视力。
Because of your fear.
而是因着你的恐惧。
Because I was so afraid that I am going to be blind.
因为我很怕我完全失去视力。
And I was not allowed to drive a car for 1 month.
我不能，我有一个月的时间不能开车。
And I said, can I try?
我问说，我可以试着开吗？
And my doctor said no.
我的医生说不可以。
I don't want you to endanger other people's life.
我不想要你造成别人生命的危险。
So when I can walk again,
所以当我可以在自己走路的时候
，when I can see again,
然后当我可以在清楚的看东西的时候
，I'm thankful to the Lord.
我真的是对神很感恩。
At one time when I have my sermon, the font size was 18.
曾经有一次我要准备讲到的时候，我要把字体放到18号那么大。
Now I can see font 12.
现在我只要看正常的12号字体。
I cannot see anything smaller than 18.
我在那个时候呢，18号以下的那些字体我都看不到。
And I cannot see anything bigger than 18.
比18号更大的字体我也看不清楚。
And I cannot see with my glasses.
我戴着眼镜我也看不清楚。
Guess what happened? I used my old glasses. I could see.
你猜一猜，当我用我旧的眼镜的时候，我就可以看清楚了。
So I'm thankful.
所以我现在很感恩。
I'm back to form 12 now.
我现在已经回到可以看正常的十二号。
I can see, bigger than 12.
我现在比十二号字体大的字我也看得到。
I can probably see up to font size maybe 8.
我比十二号字体小的，一直到八号，我可能都也还看得到。
I really want to say thank the Lord.
我真的是很想要跟神说感谢神。
And also thank the Lord for praying for the sick.
我也要感谢神有这样的事情，就是为病人祷告。
2016 is a very strange year.
2016年是一个很奇怪的一年。
I got a chance to pray for a young man who is 30 years old.
我有一个机会为一个30岁的年轻人祷告。
And I've also for the first time in my life to pray for a person who's 100 years old.
我也是在我一生人第一次为一位100岁的人祷告。
And both of them are dying.
但是那两位被我祷告的人后来都过世了。
The young man was not a Christian.
那个年轻人不是一个基督徒。
The 100 years old man is a Christian.
那位100岁的老人是个基督徒。
I pray for both of them.
我为他们两个人都祷告。
You guess what happened?
你猜猜发生什么事
？The 100-year-old man was preparing to die the next day, but he came back.
那位100岁的老人，他本来是准备第二天可能会过世的，结果他回来。
He didn't die.
他没有在第二天去世。
He lived for another 3 to 6 months.
他又活了3到6个月。
And the 30-year-old young man who was not a Christian, he died the next day.
而那位30岁不是年轻人，不是基督徒年轻人，却在第二天死了。
I don't think you would like a pastor to come and pray and the person die the next day, right?
我想你不会想要说请了一个牧师来为你的家人祷告，结果那个人第二天死亡了。
I pray for the 100-year-old man that he will go away peacefully.
我为那位100岁的老人祷告，愿意他能够平安的过世。
And I pray for the young man that he will not die.
而我为那位年轻人祷告，他能够再有生命。
So the result was totally out of my expectation.
但是那个结果却是出于我的意外。
So, was God at work?
那你会说神有在工作吗？
At the end of the day, the 30-year-old man accepted Christ on the day I prayed for him.
而事实上，在我为那个30岁年轻人祷告的那一天，在那个晚上结束之前，那个年轻人他接受了主耶稣。
God did answer prayer.
神事实上是回应祷告的。
And ask this young man what you like me to pray for.
我问那个年轻人说，你要我为你祷告什么？
I guess he must pray, ask me to pray for him so that he will get well.
我 本来猜那个年轻人会要我为他的身体祷告，所以他可以好起来。
He said, no, I don't have many things to pray for myself.
那年轻人说，没有，我并没有很多事情要为我自己祷告。
But I do want you to pray for my parents.
但是我想要你为我的父母祷告。
So they will be together, they will not be separated.
我希望你为他们祷告，所以我的父母可以再合在一起，他们不再分居。
God answered prayer, right?
神是回应祷告的是吗？
For him to go away with Christ in his life.
神回应了我的祷告，让这个年轻人呢是在接受了耶稣以后，在主的怀里。
I don't know one day when I go to ask the Lord why does it happen this way?
我想当我去天堂的时候，可能会问神说，为什么你让事情这样发展呢？
A 100-year-old man continued to live, but a 30-year-old man died, right? What happened?
100岁的老人继续活着，而30岁的年轻人却过世了，怎么回事呢？
But at the end of the day, this 30-year-old man accepted Christ. His life didn't end the time when he died. He gone into eternity.
而事实上，在那个年轻人去世的前一个晚上，他接受了主耶稣了，所以他的生命其实是一直长存到永恒的，并不是在那天结束的。
So I learned a lesson.
所以我学到一个功课。
When I pray,
当我祷告
，die or not die, leave it in the hand of the Lord.
这个人会不会去世，是主权在神。
Because God knows the best.
因为神他知道最好的。
God also helped me to experience good things.
神也让我经历了很多美好的事情。
I have a lot of good things.
我有好多美物。
If you do not know, the top one, the squash, is a shark fin squash.
如果你不认识那个上面那个瓜，那是一颗鱼翅瓜。
I was so touched.
我很感动。
Last week, this year, I seem to be very successful about shark fin squash.
我是看起来好像我很会种这个鱼翅瓜。
I have so many flowers, male and female.
我种了这个鱼翅瓜的时候呢，它开了好多花，母花跟公花都很多。
But then the cold came and they all died.
但是突然就变得很冷，然后他们全部都死了。
I just mentioned last time when I preached here.
我记得上次我还讲到的时候，我也提到。
And one of you disappeared. One of you disappeared after the service.
哦，你们中间有一个人在讲到之后就不见了。
Guess what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗
？The person went home and bring me a shark fin squash.
那一个人他回家，然后带了一颗鱼翅瓜来给我。
These are good things. I don't take it for granted.
这实在是一个美好的事情，我不把它当成理所当然。
You know what's the fish underneath?
你知道那个下面那一条鱼吗
？It's one of the best fish I've ever eaten.
那是我吃过最好吃最棒的鱼了。
These are called Big mouth bass.
这个叫做大嘴鲈鱼。
I went with one of you, maybe 3-4 times a year.
我跟我们当中一个人呢，可能一年三四次一起去。
In the past, whenever I go to fish, I feed the fish. I don't get the fish.
在过去每次我去钓鱼的时候，我都是去喂鱼的，我从来钓不到鱼。
I think the brother will forgive me when I fish because he's look after me so much. I usually get more big mouth bass than him every time.
我要告诉你，我每次跟这个弟兄去钓鱼的时候，他很照顾我。我每次钓到的这个大嘴鲈鱼，钓的比他还多。
Wow, these are good stuff from the Lord.
哇，这是从神来的美物。
And then, in the middle, the kiwi fruit.
中间那个是奇异果。
I only know that kiwi fruit are green.
我只知道那种绿色的奇异果。
I don't know kiwi fruit can be golden.
我从来没有看过金色的奇异果。
My mechanic was a Christian.He'll bring me a whole tray of golden kiwi every year.
我的技工他是个
mechanic, car mechanic.
就是修车的，帮我修车的那个人，他是一个基督徒。
He will bring me golden kiwi every year during the Mid Autumn Festival.
在每一年的中秋节的时候，他都会送我这个金色的奇异果。
Wow, it's so nice.
他真是好。
And whenever I go to preach in Atlantic City,
那每次我去亚特兰大那边，大西洋城那边讲道的时候
，There's a brother who always take me out for Vietnamese po the noodle.
有一个弟兄每一次我去的时候，他都会带我去越南餐馆去吃。
And once and twice a year, he will give me fresh oxtail.
一年有一次或两次，他会送我很新鲜的牛尾。
Oh, the taste is wonderful.
那个味道真是很棒。
I'm so blessed with a lot of good stuff.
我真的是很蒙福，拥有这么多的美物。
I can mention many other things.
我可以提到更多的。
I really missed the Thanksgiving dinner this year. I miss it.
今年我很怀念我们主爱之家这边的感恩聚餐。
Last year after I came, it was not even done. I was looking forward to this year already.
去年我来参加我们主爱之家的感恩聚餐，我一直都在期待今年。
Wow, it's a lot of good things.
那里充满美物。
The food is good and the fellowship is wonderful.
食物真的是很美味，大家的交通更是棒。
God gives us a lot of good things.
神赐我们许多的美物。
So we can praise the Lord.
让我们能够来感谢神。
Personally, we all experience God's salvation.
我们每一个人都经历了神的救恩。
We experience God's healing in different ways.
我们也在不同的方用我们在不同的方面来经历神的医治。
We all experience He saving our physical life in one way or another.
我们也在不同的情况当中经历了神拯救我们的性命。
We also experience a lot of good things.
我们也经历了许多的美物。
During Thanksgiving week, something happened.
在感恩节那一周发生了一件事。
I was never involved in any car accident that I'm responsible.
我那一天发生了一件
事。I have never involved in any accident that I'm responsible in New Jersey.
我在新泽西州那边从来没有遇到任何的车祸，我是要负责任的。
And during Thanksgiving weekend,
而在那个感恩节的周末
I was backing up.
我正在倒车。
I hit a car.
我撞到一辆车。
A police car.
我撞到一辆警车。
And he is not even from that city.
而那个警察并不是从那个城市来的。
He was from central New Jersey going to northern New Jersey to get a psychological report.
他是从新泽西州的中部要到新泽西州的北部去拿一个心理报告。
He said the accident is on my cam. The webcam. He has a
那个整个车祸的过程都被摄影在我的那个录影机。
I have no choice. I must call the local police to look.
我没有选择，我只能打电话给当地的警察。
I almost took out a piece of cloth and rubbed it. So minor.
我看到那个撞到的那个车痕是很小很小的车痕，一擦就可以擦掉的痕迹。
I was praying to the Lord, Lord, help me, help me, help me.
我一直跟神祷告说：“主啊，求你帮助我，求你帮助我。”
Why would this happen to me on Thanksgiving?
为什么这样的事情会发生在感恩节呢？
But the Lord taught me to be thankful.
但是神教导我要感恩。
I was so scared when the local police came. The other policeman was talking to him.
当那个当地的警察来的时候，另外那个警察一直在跟他讲话，我心里很害怕。
He didn't talk to me, he only talked to him.
那个当地的警察并没有跟我讲话，他只跟另外那个警察一直讲话。
But then the police came to me to tell me something.
但是另外那个警察来跟我讲一些事。
I told the other police not to give you a ticket.
我告诉你们当地的警察说不要给你罚单。
God is wonderful. I never pray about that, right?
神实在是对我真好，我并没有这样祷告啊，是不是？
So, I ask the Lord to be thankful, even through things that I don't think I can be thankful for.
我跟神说，我要学习感恩，即使在一些好像看起来不值得感恩的事情，我还要感恩。
But also corporately, we experience God's grace.
我们团体也都有机会一起领受神的恩惠。
It mentioned corporate. There's a lot of corporate descriptions.
在这篇诗篇里面提到一些团体的名词。
All the oppressed.
一切受屈的人
，People of Israel，
以色列人
，Us，
我们
，Those who fear Him，
敬畏他的人
，Us，
我们。
From verse 6, David changed from personal singular to corporate plural。
从第六节开始，大卫从单数的个人转到复数的众人。
God not only give grace to me，
神不只赐恩惠给我
，But He also give grace to multiple individuals。
神也把恩惠普及给众人。
So, the church as a whole, HOCL, experience God's grace corporately.
所以我们主爱之家成为一个团体，我们一起经历神的恩惠。
We can experience the grace of justice.
我们也经历了神伸冤的恩惠。
The Lord was righteous and justice for all the oppressed.
耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。
The word righteous is plural in Hebrew.
在希伯来文里面，这个公义是一个复数。
We can thank God for His righteous judgments on behalf of the believers who are oppressed.
我们可以为神，为他被受屈的一个选民信徒来伸冤，来献上感谢。
We are also of the grace of his ways and deeds known.
我们也经历了知法则、小作为的恩惠。
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列晓得他的作为。
The Christian faith rests upon the foundation of God's self-revelation to Moses and Israel.
以色列人，我们的恩惠的基础是建立在神对摩西还有以色列民自我的启示。
It's also compassionate and gracious.
我们也一起的来领受神有怜悯有恩。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, mentioned in verse 8.
耶和华有怜悯有恩典，第八节。
But the grace being mentioned here is very special.
这里所提到的恩典是一个很特别的。
Usually we thank God for things that He has done, right?
一般我们都会为神所成就的事情来献上感谢。
But very interesting, King David praised God for things that He has not done.
而很有意思的是，这里大卫王他是为神没有做在我们身上的事情来感谢神。
He will not always accuse.
神他不永远责备。
Nor will he harbor his anger forever.
他的愤怒也不迟到永远。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
他没有照我们的罪孽待我们。
Nor repay us according to our iniquities.
他也没有按着我们所行的来待我们。
Very often we praise God for the things that he has done.
我们常常都是为神在我们身上成就的事情感谢神。
But corporately, we can thank God for things that he had not done.
但是作为一个团体，我们可以为神没有做在我们身上的事情来感谢神。
How do we apply it for today?
我们今天怎么样来应用呢？
God still works righteous and just.
神今天仍然施行公义。
This is a baker in Colorado.
这是一个在科罗拉多州做糕饼营业的人。
He got into trouble by refusing making a wedding cake for a same-sex couple.
他因为拒绝为同性的一个婚礼来做蛋糕，婚礼蛋糕，惹上了官司。
He lost all his court battles in Colorado.
他在州法院那边的诉讼全部都是败诉。
But at the end, he ran to the Supreme Court. He won his case.
但是他最后一直上诉到联邦最高法院，他胜诉了。
The process of getting justice may be lengthy, but at the end, God is triumph.
那整个官司的过程是很长的。的时间，但是最后神让他经历得胜。
I tell you honestly, last year in 2016 when I vote, I don't want to vote.
事实上，去年2016年，我是一个选举的年，我并不想要去选举的。
I'm always not political here.
我基本上是不谈政治的。
But at the end, how can I vote?
那最后我是怎么去投票呢
？And God really moved my heart.
神感动我。
I move for who is going to put people in the Supreme Court. I pray for somebody who will put more Christian-like justice in the Supreme Court.
我祷告神能够用这样一个领袖，他能够放更多金钱或是基督徒放在最高法院里面。
You know why I don't talk about politics?
你知道为什么我不谈政治吗？
My daughter belongs to a different political party. He vote exactly opposite to mine.Every time,
我的女儿她跟我的政党立场是完全不一样，她跟我都是不同党派的，支持不同党派的。
No difference this time. I say no to the measure. She said yes. I say different. She said another person.
我每次支持这个人，她支持都是另外一个人；我每次支持这个政策，她支持都是另外一个政策。
I'm not trying to be political here.
我在这里也不是想要表明任何政治立场。
Think I make the right decision.
我想我做了一个对的决定。
For somebody who will carry more godly decision in the Supreme Court.
我想我做了一个决定，就是选了一个人，他能够按照神的心意来放一些金钱的人在最高法院。
I want His justice to be done.
我希望神的公义能够行在这个地方。
God worked wonderful deeds.
神他的作为是很奇妙的。
Maybe we overlook.His wonderful deeds.
很多时候可能是我们轻忽了，忽略了。
There's an American Christian.
有一个美国的基督徒。
He was in debt.
他欠了很多债。
And he was in, he tried to resolve his debt problems.
他试着想要解决他的债务问题。
The whole night he couldn't sleep.
整个晚上他睡不着。
The squirrel was making a noise on the roof of his house.
因为在他房子的屋顶上面，那些有松鼠一直在弄一些吵杂的声音，让他睡不着。
So he decided to read the Bible. He turned to Matthew.
所以他就决定起来读圣经，他翻到马太福音。
The verse was, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?"
他所读到的经文刚好讲说，你看那空中的飞鸟，也不种也不收，你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
So he prayed.
所以他看到这段经文以后，他就祷告。
If you feed the birds,
主啊，如果你养活了那些鸟，
and even the squirrels,
而且就是松鼠你都养了，
I can trust that you will take care of me.
我也信靠你，你必定会要照顾我。
So finally, he fell asleep.
最后他祷告完以后就可以睡着了。
So next day he went to church.
第二天他去了教会。
When the offering plate passes him,
当奉献的盘经过他的时候，
he was struggling whether he should give or not give.
他在心里在挣扎说他是不是要奉献。
At the end he gave.
但是最后他还是奉献了。
And then at the end of the service, an old lady wanted him to take her home.
在聚会之后有一位老太太来请他送他回家。
He gave her a ride.
他就开车送她回家。
Thinking that the old lady may give him something for the ride.
他心里想着说，这个老太太会可能会拿些什么东西报答他，送他回去。
The lady gave him a bag of pecans.
那个老太太给他一袋的胡桃。
I usually sell it for $20.
那个老太太说，我通常这一袋的胡桃都卖20块钱。
Because you take me and give me a ride, I can sell to you cheaper.
因为你送我回家，所以我可以卖你便宜一点。
A light bulb suddenly comes up in his mind.
突然就有一个亮光，好像在他脑子里面闪了一下。
When he went home,
他回家之后，
he looked at the floor.
他看看他家外面的地上。
And he realized why it was so noisy last night.
然后他才发现说，为什么昨天晚上那个屋顶那么吵，那么吵。
Because the squirrel was
eating the pecans around his house.
因为那个松鼠是在他的房子附近那些树上在吃那些核桃。
And the pecans fell on the roof and made a lot of noise.
而很多核桃一直掉下来，就撞到他的屋顶，就有嘣嘣嘣的吵声。
A bag of pecan will sell $20.
他就想到一袋的核桃可以卖20块。
And that problem will be solved immediately.
他就想要说，他的债务可能可以卖了这些核桃就可以。
Actually, God's answer was there. He was just not aware.
所以事实上神对他祷告的回应早就在那里了，只是他没有发现而已。
First of all, God made him not be able to sleep.
第一，神让他不能睡觉。
Want him to realize that there are a lot of pecans.
就让他知道说他的屋外是有很多核桃的。
And then the old lady wanted him to go home.
而在教会的那个老太太需要他带他回去。
And the old lady unexpectedly wanted to charge him for the pecans.
而出了意外的那个老太太是要拿核桃还要卖他。
Then he realized how much it worth.
然后他才发现说，哦，这些核桃是那么值钱的。
I really want to pray to the Lord that when we praise the Lord, we look at things through God's eyes.
所以我要感谢神，当我们看事情的时候，我们可以透过神的眼光来看。
The weather this year is a difficult one for me.
今年的天气对我来讲是很困难的。
But I learned to praise the Lord.
但是我学习感谢神。
It's not always like this. I can praise the Lord. It's always like this. It's going to be terrible.
我可以感谢神，天气并不是常常都像今年这样子。如果是这样，就很可怕了。
It's bad, but it's not the worst since I live in New Jersey.
这天气是很恶劣，但是并不是最差的一次了。
Remember a few years back?
还记得几年前吗
？It was snowing in Halloween.
还记得在那个
？Remember that?
万圣节那一天就下雪了。
I was so curious when I first came to the East Coast in 2005.
我在2005年第一年搬到东岸来的时候，
I asked people.
我问那里的人，
Will we have a white Christmas in New Jersey?
我们在新泽西州这里会有白色的圣诞吗？
They said no.
他们说没有。
But then I have experienced a white Halloween.
但是我却经历了白色的万圣节。
I also experienced a white Thanksgiving.
我也经历过白色的感恩节。
I realized that having a white Christmas may not be a good thing.
我后来发现，其实有白色的圣诞节并不是好事的。
I praise the Lord. The weather is not always like this.
我感谢神，气候并不常都是这样的。
Today we look at praise the Lord.
今天我们看到来谈这个称颂神的。
We look at the how of praising God.
我们看我们应该如何的称颂神。
Do not forget to praise.
我们不要忘记称颂神。
Remember, treasure.
我们要记得，我们要看重。
We have to praise verbally and wholeheartedly.
我们要口唱心和的称颂主。
We praise continually.
我们要有始有终的来称颂。
Why should we praise God?
我们为什么要称颂神呢？
There are personal experience of God's grace.
因为我们有个人领受神的恩惠。
The grace of forgiven sins.
有赦罪的恩惠。
The grace of sickness healed.
有医病的恩惠。
The grace of physical life redeemed.
有救命的恩惠。
The grace of good things.
有美物的恩惠。
We also have corporate experience of God's grace.
我们也有众人团体一起领受神恩惠的经历。
The grace of justice.
伸冤的经历。
The grace of his ways and deeds known.
神让我们知法则小作为的恩惠。
He's being compassionate and gracious.
神有怜悯有恩典的恩惠。
Not only for the things that he has done.
不单单是为他成就在我们身上的事情。
But also for the things that he has not done.
也为他没有做在我们身上的事情。
So we can sing.
所以我们可以歌唱。
Not only that, to God be the glory for the great things he has done.
我们不单单可以唱说为着他所成就 的事情将最高荣耀归给神。
We can say to God to the glory.
我们也可以说荣耀归给神。
For the things that he had not done.
因为他没有把一些事情做在我们身上。
So we can say from our heart and we can verbalize it, praise the Lord.
所以我们可以口唱心和的称颂神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。主，是的，我们为今天的信息献上感谢。主，你实在是位美好的神。主，你不只爱我们，主，你更是信实公义的神。主，你不只有包容，但是你也有审判。主，我们感谢你，因着你自己的爱和怜悯，你把救恩赐给我们，主。但是，也因着你的公义和圣洁，你让我们知道你恨无罪。因此，当我们想到主你所审判的一切没有做在我们身上，我们实在是感恩。主，我们想到这一切堕落在耶稣基督的身上，在十架上面为我们成就这一切的救赎之恩。主，我们心里更是感恩。主，我们要感谢你赐下你独生爱子，来成就这样的救赎之恩。主，我们感谢你赐下圣灵，成为我们每天随时的帮助、引导和提醒，以致我们可以免除一切的网罗跟一切的毁灭。主，我们感谢你，你在我们身上的恩典实在是长阔高深。主，更在我们这场生活当中，我们也看见我们所需要的一切，你都顾念，就如同你养活天上的麻雀一样。主，我们的头发你都数了，每一个人的需要你都知道，你都顾念。主，你也必用你的丰富来供应我们。主，帮助我们认识这一切的时候，我们真是有信心来依靠你，我们也真是有能力来面对每一天的生活，我们更能够成为你荣耀的见证，以致能够把更多人引到你面前来领受你的恩惠。谢谢主对我们的爱和一切的恩典，愿一切荣耀都归给神。感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们
阿们。
I'm really thankful for HOCL for this year and last year.
我真的是为主爱之家来感谢神，在去年跟今年都有机会在你们当中。
I'm looking forward to the church picnic and Thanksgiving dinner next year. The good things.
我现在就开始期待明年教会办的野餐以及明年教会的感恩节聚餐。
I've never been a church picnic that eat ribeye steak. It's wonderful.
我从来没有去过一个教会的野餐可以吃到牛排，高级牛排。
The Thanksgiving food is wonderful.
我们的感恩节聚餐的食物也都是很棒的。
And it's marvelous the number of non-believers who came to this picnic and also to the Thanksgiving dinner.
那这个是给卫星族的人也能够来的聚餐，我觉得。
I enjoy the time to talk to them.
我很享受在这样的聚集里面能够跟那些卫星人能够讲话。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。